The Theater School at DePaul University presents A Free Man of Color by John Guare. Director, Phyllis E. Griffin. Choreographer, Camille Littlelin. Vocal coach, Phil Timberlake. Fight choreographer, Chuck Coyle. Scenic designer, Linda Buchanan. Costume designer, Jessica Vodnik. Lighting designer, Andrew Mayer. Sound designer, Jack Hawkins. Dramaturg, Stephanie Swiatek. And stage manager, Caroline D'Angelo. Running January 31st, 2014 through February 9th, 2014. The Theater School at DePaul University on the Fullerton Stage, 2350 North Racine Avenue, Chicago, Illinois, 60614. Cast in order of appearance: Jacques Cornet, Awate Siro-Quebrahan, Murmur / Toussaint, Reginald Simon, Dr. Tubib, Juan Lockett, Remy Durlante / Monroe, Wesley Toledo, Lord Harcourt / Fedou / Captain / Walter Reed, Daniel Morsikevich, Lord Harcourt, Jonathan Sparks / Livingston, Hugh Smith, Pythagore / Le Cirque / Carlos Cuarto, Casey Morris, Mandragola / Polisina, Stephanie Andrea Barron, Asabad / Orphe, Denzel Irby, Morales / Napoleon, Daniel Lewis. Melpomene / Lita / Madame Dorlante, Melpomene / Lita / Madame Dorlante / Slave, Keandra Lane. Mrs. Sparks / Infanta / Tepsichore, Samantha Wastek. Lady Harcourt / Uterp, Ashlyn Lanzano. Athene / Calliope, Pauline Gilfillan. Pontepousse / Talleyrand, Peter Varga. Smeralda / Josephine, Sabrina Harms. Thomas Jefferson, Tyler Esselman. Meriwether Lewis, Sam Haynes. Achille Krug / Mercure, Jack Ball. Marjorie, Asia Martin. Citizens, Julia Atkin, David J. Peterson, Raquel Vibolos, and Andrew Yenny. Theatrical fog is used in this production. Director's note. Welcome to the Midwest premiere of John Guare's Pulitzer Prize-nominated A Free Man of Color. John Guare, a white American, was commissioned in 2002 by the past artistic director of the Public Theater, George C. Wolfe, a black American, asked Guare to write a play about the 1803 purchase of the Louisiana Territory and its impact on the culture of New Orleans. With slavery as a backdrop, we learn how the Louisiana Purchase doubled the country's size and ignited the racialization of early America. Despite some heavy themes, Guare invites us to look at our American history through a comedic lens that packs a wallop. Phyllis E. Griffin, director. Dramaturgy note. In 1492, Columbus sailed the ocean blue. Hernando de Soto, the Mississippi River, New Orleans, Louisiana Territory, Spain, France, flip-flop, King Louis XIV, Les Côtes Noirs, African slaves, French colonists, Spanish reign, the American Revolutionary War, the Declaration of Independence, the Constitution, Toussaint Louverture's Sugar Revolt, Santo Domingo, and Napoleon's reign. Overwhelmed by history? Hold on tight to that new Fullerton seat. But A Free Man of Color is much more than a compilation of facts. It's a journey. Our story begins in 1801. We meet the characters. We see, hear, smell, and taste sensual, electric New Orleans. We watch Jacques Cornet, the wealthiest colored man in New Orleans, indulge in the splendorous vices of a free man, such as wine, prostitutes, and lavish maps. The return of an oppressive French reign threatens utopian New Orleans, a city of mixed races and personalities. In other parts of the United States, blacks toll away in cotton fields while whites enjoy tea and luxury. However, in New Orleans, under Spanish rule, people of all color and origins work and play together. They play hard. But if the King of Spain hands New Orleans over to Napoleon, French regulations and norms will dramatically change the social landscape. Will Jacques and every other man of color lose their freedom? Stephanie Swiatek, third year BFA, Theater Arts.